From NPR News, I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And in this half hour of All Things Considered, outsourcing.
Benedict Arnold Company, or CEO, that take American jobs overseas.
We are sending not only jobs, but intellectual capital overseas, and that we have policymakers refusing to take a look at it.
These companies are shipping the jobs overseas and laying off people in the United States.
Some states' unemployed workers have to call someone overseas to find out what their state benefits are.
A job creation machine. That's what the U.S. economy was called back in the late 1990s and 2000, when unemployment fell below 4%. Today, things are very different. Despite strong economic growth, companies are adding few jobs. Unemployment stands at 5.6%. That job creation machine is stuck in neutral.
So, what's to blame? Economists have a number of theories. Some politicians and commentators have found one explanation, though, that's resonating with the public: outsourcing.
Reliable estimates of the number of U.S. jobs that could be sent overseas are hard to come by. The most commonly cited number comes from a Forrester Research study of the IT industry. It said as many as 3.3 million jobs could be outsourced by 2015.
Coming up, we'll hear from economists, from workers at those now famous call centers in India, and from an entrepreneur who wants to send more work their way.
And we start in Seattle, Washington, where reporter Bellamy Pelthorpe of member station KPLU reports on worries about outsourcing among Boeing workers.
36-year-old Kennett Bivens thought education was the key to success. So rather than become a truck driver or a soldier like his dad, the Seattle resident took out student loans, got an engineering degree, and eventually landed his dream job, working on the technical designs of cockpit doors and in-flight entertainment systems at the Boeing company.
Boeing was the ultimate position, what I've been working for my entire life. The goal was there. They even sent me to school to learn how to fly airplanes. It was incredible.
But after the September 11th terror attacks, Bivens became one of tens of thousands laid off from the aerospace giant's commercial airplane division. To get a leg up, he enrolled in a retraining program for displaced workers, this time in advanced computer programming. Now unemployed for more than a year and faced with expiring benefits and daily headlines about work in that field going overseas, Bivens is afraid.
So here I am again in school to better myself, to go out there and be a strong pillar in my community. I don't even have a chance. How many times do I got to keep going to school? Why do I have to keep changing? I'm scared to death.
Bivens blames his fate on globalization. He points in particular to a technical design center in Moscow, where now hundreds of low-cost Russian aerospace engineers work on Boeing aircraft.
They're sending the livelihood of what we do here in America to the lowest bidder.
Boeing says Bivens' job was not outsourced to Russia. Vice President Hank Queen, who heads up engineering and manufacturing for the commercial airplane division, says about 7,000 U.S. engineers have been laid off since the 9/11 terror attacks. But in that time, he says the company has only added about 70 engineers in Moscow.
So not even 1% of that decline had anything to do with placing jobs in Russia. But many people here that lost their jobs as a result of that economic cycle, they're looking for a reason. And so the hot item of the day is outsourcing. The hot item of the day ought to be the effect of terrorism on our economy and our need to get more productive.
The union that represents engineers and technical workers at Boeing says its members are becoming more productive. But spokesman Bill Dugovich says that isn't doing much to stem the flow of work overseas.
Some of it is certainly due to the economic downturn. However, that's not a big percentage of it. Boeing does a fantastic job of hiding the employees who are laid off due to outsourcing.
Dugovich says with a complex web of work packages farmed out to contractors and subcontractors, it's difficult to point to a certain job and prove it was moved overseas. But he says the equivalent of a small city, 35,000 people have been cut from family wage jobs in aircraft manufacturing and design in the U.S., and the trend is clear: grow the overseas workforce while scaling it back at home.
When you look at the numbers, when you look at the number of people who have been laid off, when you look at the job codes, and then you see the company announce that they're going to increase the number of engineers at the Moscow Design Center, or they're going to buy more products from Korea, or have the wings for the 77 built in Japan, it doesn't add up the way they're portraying it.
Boeing's Hank Queen says taking advantage of the skills and cost benefits of a global workforce is a reality of doing business today, particularly when you're selling aircraft and the vast majority of those buying your product live overseas. And if the commercial airplane division wants to hold on to the 55,000 people Boeing still employs in the U.S., Queen says it's a necessity.
If you're not competitive and you're not making money, people don't have employment here. So our number one goal is to make sure that we remain competitive, that we remain healthy, and that we remain in business doing a good job.
Hank Queen insists Boeing must find new ways of maximizing productivity because he says the laws of the free market are like the laws of gravity, and legislating against them is a losing battle. The union, meanwhile, continues to lobby lawmakers for worker protection against globalization and is calling on the company to invest more in its U.S. workforce. For NPR News, I'm Bellamy Palethorpe in Seattle.